Hello, I'm Aviva Feiner. Welcome to Torah Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are looking at Perek Yud Dalet of David HaMelech's Song of Tehillim. And as we look at Yud Dalet, we're going to look back at Yud Gimel. And just remember that in Yud Gimel, if you weren't there, we're just letting you know that in Yud Gimel, David HaMelech talks about how he is going to always trust Hashem. And he's proud of it. And he will continue to always trust Hashem. And in this perek, verse tells us, we are going to now look at the enemies of Hashem and look at how they find what we believe in. Foolish. And let's start with the psukim. We start with Pasuk Aleph. L'matzeach l'David. This is the song of David to the songmaster. Amar Novel Belibo, somebody named Novel says this in his heart. Rashi tells us that Novel is referring specifically to Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. The Malbim says Novel is Sancheirev Melech Ashur. Rav Hirsch says either way, a Novel is a person who is a withered person. A Novel is somebody who is disgusting. An Avela is a dead animal carcass. It's something that's not that has withered. And specifically, he refers to the atheist. He always rears his ugly head when there's a state of degradation in the world. What does this Naval say, Billy Bo, in his heart? Ein Elokim, there is no God. Hishchisu his evil aliva ein ose tov. God does not care because they have done terrible, horrible things. Ein ose tov. There is no one doing anything good. They have destroyed and become depraved. They're low. Their spark of divine is gone. That's what the Naval thinks, that God doesn't care about his Jewish people. Pasuk Beis, what does David say? Hashem mishamayim hishkif al bnei Adam. But Hashem is looking down. He's looking at the world and he sees everything. And he's pointing out that the kavod of Hashem is missing in the world. L'ros hayesh maskil doreshes elokim. Is there a person of an understanding who serve Hashem, who really wants Hashem? The Malbim says this is the sincere Oved Hashem, who serve Hashem misafa umibachutz only. Do they only serve Hashem with their lips and the way they behave? Or they actually serve Hashem inside? Is there a maskil? Is there somebody who's really thinking? Is there somebody who's mindful, who's really thinking about Hashem? Going on in the psukim, Hakol saryach dav ne'alachu. All have turned together, ne'elachu. They have become affouled, they have become dirty, ne'elachu. And they've become, that Rashi says, ne'efku kilkol. They have become decrepit, they have just become not usable. If something's mekalkel, it's rotten. And hakol sariyachtav, everyone has turned this way together. Everyone is sinning. The Alshach says this is a tmiyah, that we have to read this, and that's why I'm putting it in Alshach here, and though I don't quote it often, but I thought this was such a message. We need to see this as a tmiyah. What's tmiyah? Wonder. Could it be that everybody's bad, David HaMelech is saying? Could it really be? There has to be someone, just like Avraham was fighting for the city of Sodom, there has to be someone. And the Alshach throughout this perek is actually going to tell us that we are talking about our Purim story. And it seemed like all the Jewish people were sinning. Everybody turned, and they're all cursed, and they get a terrible decree. But that is really what happens. And in fact, he goes on to the next pasuk and he says, "Hello, Yodu, kol pa'alei oven ochle ami." Don't they know what's going to happen to them if they do not call out to Hashem? Ochle ami achlu lechem, Hashem lo karo. Don't they realize what's going to happen to them if they don't call out to Hashem? And if we go along with the Alshach, just because we started with him, we're talking about ochlu lechem. We're talking about the people who went and celebrated at the Suda of Achashverosh. But most of the Mefarshim tell us, Ochle lechem, Ochle ami achlu lechem, they eat my nation like they eat bread. They are just continuing on. They partake of a feast and they use the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, and nobody considers Hashem. Or we're talking about Klal Yisrael, who in this time of period, specifically the Purim story, they ate at the party and they used the vessels of the Mikdash and they don't consider Hashem themselves. They hold on to their rishos and they don't call out to Hashem. But we'd rather say it's actually, as Rav Hirsch says, the violent nations who devour Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael always trusts Hashem. Well, Pasuk Daled asks, don't they realize when they deny Hashem and they devour Klal Yisrael? What's it going to be? Pasuk Hey. Sham pachadu pachad ki elo kim bedor tzadik. No, you're going to get your just desserts, like we said in other kapitlach, because they are going to be seized with fright. Pachadu pachad, they are going to be seized with fright. Ki elo kim bedor tzadik, because Hashem is in the door of a tzadik. That Hashem is there and he's in the door of a tzadik, specifically just according to Rashi, we're going to go right now. We're talking about Baal Shetzar, who we're told B'Misora was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, and he is the one who sees the writing on the wall. And what happens, the Rashi tells us over here that his whole reality changes for him, and he becomes a frightened, paranoid person. And what happens to him actually is that he becomes so paranoid that he tells all his guards that whoever tries to come into his palace room will have to be beheaded, and he ends up getting himself beheaded. So, Shom Pachatu Pachad. The ones who celebrated and thought everything was great because they're destroying Israel, they're going to be terrified like Belshazzar, the king of Babel. And they say his knees knocked against each other in the book of Daniel. Because Hashem is in the generation of the righteous, and this is the generation of Yechaniah, who was one of the second to the last king of Yehuda, Mel Yehuda, who was a tzaddik, and actually goes into Golas Bavel, but eventually becomes redeemed and was known to be a tzaddik. Hashem is still there. And Baal Shetzar thought he would have the upper hand, and yeah, it's not going to last. The Malbim says, Shom Pachatu Pachad, that even the Jews that sin, when they check their ways, they become tzaddikim. And specifically, he says, "B'yimei David, were mevarech." They became tzaddikim in David's day. What is he referring to? This is a beautiful thing the Malbim points out. David is the one who was misaking. The Gemara tells us that we should say mea brachos b'yom, 100 brachos a day. They were thankful. They learned to be thankful. They learned to be tzaddikim. And Elokim bedor tzaddikim. Hashem is in every step of Klal Yisrael's history. He will always be there. And they will always suffer if they make us suffer. That's the reality. Says Pasuk Vav, Atzas Ani Tavisha. Rashi says, Atem Omrim, Shatzasam Shal Yisrael Busha. You say, Tavishu is Milashan Busha. You despot, you shame those who trust in Hashem. It's a Busha shame, Bodchim Hashem, Ki Hashem Umachzeu. Atas Ani Tavishu, that the Ani, he's saying, is Klal Yisrael. The poor one is the Klal Yisrael, and that you're saying it's a Busha that we trust him, but we're considered like an Ani. An Ani in this Pasuk, that's how Klal Yisrael is considered. And that's how the world looks at us. It's poor, poor Jewish people. They trust in their God. Radak, you say to Bnei Yisrael, you are aniyim. Nobody wants you. When I was preparing this, I thought of the New York Times cover that I had seen more than once in my life, where it was an ad from, it was a headline from the time of World War II, that said, Jews for sale, does anybody want them? Atzas Ani Tavishu. You make fun of the Ani. Hitler. What a nakama. What a nakama we are having against you with all the Torah that Klal Yisrael is learning in Eretz Yisrael and in America. But you make fun of it. You say it's going to be gone. You say the Jews are going to be gone. And continuing on, in the Mahalich of the Alshach, the Radak over here as well, Ki nafal pachad ha-yehudim aleihem, that in the Purim story, all the goyim become terrified of the Jewish people in the end. And that's what happens. That's what happens when they realize. Just going back and reading the two psukim together. Shampachat upachat ki elokim bedor tzadok. They become frightened. They say, is God really present in the generation of the tzaddik? Atas ani tavishu. They make fun of the Jewish people and of their faith. Ki Hashem achseyu, but the Lord is his refuge. Hashem is the only one we can trust. It seems so foolish to them, but we know that's it. I want to read to you the words of Rav Hirsch inside because they are so poignant and so beautiful. And Rav Hirsch was written originally in very, very elegant old German, translated into elegant English. And he says the following on this line. From all the foregoing, we have seen the historical fact that God's guiding and saving power has manifested itself whenever Israel, in its long history, has contend with danger. Based on the above, the psalm is now asked of them that surround Israel. Seeing all this, would you still wish to ridicule the poor man who seems to have no outward support whatsoever as far as power and respect are concerned? Will you still call it self-deception when he puts his trust in the Lord alone and call it foolish hope that will never be fulfilled? For who is it that supported Israel in the past, in the present, and who will continue to do so for the future? From Zion, through Zion, because of Zion, by the means of the spiritual treasure, that is the Torah, which is deposited there, as the Pasuk says, Ki mitzion teitze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, that is Yeshaya, Beis Gimel. It is that place that the exiles from four corners of the earth hopefully direct their prayers, whither from north, south, east, or west they direct their blissful exaltation, which upholds them in all their suffering. Who is it, then, who has performed this great historical miracle of Israel's continuous existence and perennial inner blossoming by means of the spiritual treasure vouchsafed unto us from Zion, and who will surely bring Israel to its promised fruition? Let's read Pasuk. Zion, mi tein mitzion Yeshuas Yisrael. Oh, when will it be when the deliverance of Klal Yisrael will come from Zion? Bishuv Hashem shivus amo. When Hashem will bring back all the captives of his nation. Indeed, it is none other, says Rav Hirsch, than the same God who throughout all of history has revealed himself to both Israel and the world. Therefore, Israel, despite its material poverty and position of dependence, the atzas ani, in society, it confidently puts its full trust in him and will not allow itself to be swayed from its principles or from its doctrines, even in the bitterest of experiences or the most tempting of enticements. Only by the faithful adherence to the law that God gave us from Zion will we gain the strength which will sustain us at all times, and hope will uphold us for all the days of the future, until Beshuv Hashem Shavos Amo. And here we have such a beautiful pasuk that David concludes. When that day will come, Mi Tein Mitzion Yeshuas Yisrael Beshuv Hashem Shavos Amo. Says Rashi, Az Yukrav Hayom Shi Tein Mitzion Yeshuas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will be so happy that day. Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Yogel Yaakov, Yismach Yisrael, Yismach Yisrael. Oh, what a great day that will be. The Radak says, Mi Yitain is translated as Shiyeh Bekarov, that it should be soon. Mi Tzion, that it should come from that place, that Tzion, Rav Hirsch says the word Tzion is Milashon Tzion, which is a monument, a place of exactment. It is excellent, and it is pointing to there. A Tzion is a marked place. This is Tzion. This is the place where all the good comes from. And yes, the Alshuch says it's a place of Mishpat. Pasuk says in Eicha, Kala Hashem eschamoso. Hashem completed, used all his anger. Vayetze esh b'tzion. And a fire went into Tzion. Ach, v'shaveh b'tzdaka, but we will return. When are we going to see the Shuv Hashem Shavus Amo, v'shaveh b'tzdaka? Mi yitein? Mi yitein? Could it be? Could it be us that we deserve it? V'shaveh b'tzdaka? That it won't be b'tzdaka. It will be because we deserve it. Yagel Yaakov, Yismach Yisrael, says the Malvim. Yaakov is the Hamun Am, everybody, and Yisrael is the Gedolim. And he says something beautiful here. The Yisrael refers to the great ones in Klal Yisrael, and the word Yaakov refers to the multitudes, the people. And he says there's a difference between the word Simcha, happiness, and Gila, which will translate as joy. And he says that Gila is the happiness of a Devar Mechudash, something I didn't expect. Yaakov, the Hamon Am, the common folk, they don't expect it. So it is such a surprise when the Geula will come. It will be such a surprise to them. But Yismach Yisrael, but for the great ones, Simcha Mora al Simcha Tmidin. Simcha shows a constant, always complete contentment and happiness. They will have the happiness of somebody who always knew it was coming. The Gedolim in Klal Yisrael. Yagel Yaakov. Yaakov will be surprised by Yismach Yisrael. He will have the happiness of somebody who knew it was coming all along. And because he knew it was coming all along, I would like to add, he was able to be happy throughout. So we should stay happy, continue to believe that we will see soon. Yeshuas Yisrael b'shuv Hashem shuvos amo. Thank you for being with me today, and thank you for studying together, Le'ilo Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.